From the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then, there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What is this? The people in the synagogue knew what to expect when they came to the Sabbath services, and this wasn't it. They expected to be taught. They expected the scriptures to be opened up for them to learn about God's word. They did not expect teaching with authority, with the power to call the evil right out of the man, the one they knew as unclean, the one who lived down the street, the one that they had become used to ignoring. They did not expect to see him given a new chance at life right in front of them. They did not expect to see God's word in action. What is this? What is this faith we proclaim, this transforming, life-changing faith we have chosen to follow? Grey's Anatomy aired an episode this week called Personal Jesus. It was based on a character, a young woman, a doctor who has proclaimed faith in Jesus through some really painful personal moments. This week, though, she sees one tragedy, truly horrible tragedy, after another, and then another. And at the same time, she is asked to speak to a young man who has hurt himself in his confusion about faith. He is asking her, "What is this? What is this faith if it's not the way I've always understood it?" She becomes angry with God, begins to believe that our existence is not important to God, and at least for the moment, she decides to walk away. There are those moments in just about everybody's story when it all just seems too hard, too much to ask of us that we continue to believe when we see pain and suffering in our world, when we don't see the power, the authority in the teaching, we can begin to believe that the words we've always trusted just aren't enough. But in the same episode, there was another character, a person whose life story has been as painful as it gets. Someone asked her what she believes about evil, and she says, "I don't believe people are pure evil or pure good. I think it's all mixed in together. It's complicated, complex. But no matter how dark things look, I believe there's always light too. That even in the worst of people, there is the chance for the best. And sometimes it's really beautiful." She's testifying to the possibility of transformation. I listened to her and I thought, this is how faith and community actually works. In those moments when we are really deeply struggling, there is all one, someone else holding the faith for us, believing for us. We are not left alone, though it may seem so in the moment. We are connected with each other and we can believe and hold faith for each other. What's more, we can ask our questions without fear. God's power at work has always invited questions. Jesus shook up what had been the definition of faith for the people in Capernaum. They didn't reject the new authority they saw, the transformation they saw. They witnessed it, and they asked about it, and news of his ability to make the word powerful spread. They told the story of how they saw the evil come out of the man, how he was free to live his life without the suffering he had been enduring. Whenever we see the transformation that comes from God's word in action, we need to talk about it. We need to share our stories to give other people the chance to be able to ask the question, what is this? Just look at the miracles that happen in the 12-step programs every day. When people choose to trust in a higher power, to turn their life, their addiction over to higher power, there can be profound transformation. The word made flesh in our lives can bring new, abiding faith. Transformation happens to an individual, but it happens over time in community where people hold on for one another, not leaving anyone to walk alone. What is this? This faith Christ brings to life with his teaching, with authority. This is life lived with God. Power and authority of teaching is all about proclaiming that these are not just words on a page. This is an invitation to a life that has meaning and purpose. All the choices we have made that have hurt us and other people can be pulled out of us by a loving God who gave his son Jesus to show us the depth of that love that makes nothing beyond redemption. Everyone gets another chance. The power and authority of God's word calls us to proclaim resurrection, to proclaim that what looks like the end is not the end, that somehow, some way, there will be another day tomorrow. If this is your day of crisis, we will believe for you. We will tell you with our voices and with our presence and with whatever you need that God's love is big enough to handle your doubt. That though the world is full of pain, God's love is still here, alive and changing life every day. If you are in a time of strength, when you know with all that you are, that faith is real, that God's love is real, that you have seen it active in the world, tell your story. Someone right around you might need to hear it in a way you cannot imagine. And if you sense someone you know is struggling, sit with them anyway. They need you to. Be silent if that's what they need, but be present. Let yourself be the face of love, the power of love. God's love in action. It's here, all around us. May today be a day we open ourselves up to let God's power flow through us. In Jesus' name, amen.